From the mayor's office now, I'm with Safathia Romeo Taken in the Gloucester mayor's office. And Madam Mayor, been an interesting couple of weeks since last I've seen you. And the giant pink elephant in the room, what can you tell us?
Oh, that pink elephant, wasn't that at I4C2? We just had a harvest festival. Thank you to the committee for Addison Gilbert Hospital Partners. So that was great. We didn't know where to put it. We started at the Rotary, took a picture. But the other pink elephant you're talking about is actually on a lot of people's minds every single day. And the only thing I can say to the citizens is trust your government. We are doing what we need to be done. And don't believe all rumors. See, you know what? They expect they expect this mayor to come out and say, well, you know, this is happening, this is going on, and this is going on. If something happens, you investigate. I'm not an investigator. You hire a team to do things. And if you have to go out of the team, then you do. I asked the team that I did hire, I asked, well, we know it's Chip Payson is the city solicitor, and I said, you take this over. And I don't want to hear rumors. I only want to see facts and hear the facts. When your investigation's done and I get the facts, and then we'll go from there. If things have to come down piece by piece on facts and you need signatures and we need to discuss, have to hire different people or different organizations, then you can come forward. But other than that, I'm not going to crucify anyone on rumors. With the social media, with the things that are going around as far as rumors, I'm sorry. Unless I have facts, unless I have something that I know that's in front of me that either are coming forward or something happening, it's not going to be discussed.
Okay.
You know, I ran a campaign and a lot of rumors were out there. And they try to find it and they try to find it and they try to crucify me and they try. That's nasty. I'm sorry, but people have children. Do they realize that when you think of anything you're saying out there, think about the children. They are innocent people. They don't go around and say, oh, this is happening and this is not happening. They hear it. Even though we try to protect our children, they hear it from the children in school. And children can be nasty. And then what do you do after it's all done? But do you realize that when a child hears something that's so nasty, even though they don't want to say anything to their parent, they heard it, it stays with them forever. How many of us can say that you were hurt in school and you remember? I remember some of the stuff. Can you honestly, can you, Mr. Morris, say that you never remember something in school that someone said? Of course you can. And it hurts. Let's protect the children. I know people say they have rights to transparency, they have rights for this, they have rights, but you also have rights to the Freedom Act of finding out the facts, being a good mayor. You produce things that need to be produced. You work on things that need to be worked. But you also, first of all, I'm not a private investigator. You handle that to the right people. It's no different than any other organizations that are doing it, except that the person here actually is a limelight. He was awarded in Washington. I was there on one of the trips. I was with him on Saturday in the Perry. Please, people, relax. The Angel program is going forward. It's different. We're already at that stage that the angels are really non-existent because the fact is with computers, with telephone calls, with the work that he's done, it doesn't take an all-day thing to get someone placed. Within 25 minutes, someone's placed. We're doing so much with the Perry program that I actually have a new liaison, which is Ed O'Reilly, who ran for sheriff. He wants that program to go. He really meant it when he was running, how important it is. And he said to me, let me be your liaison with the Perry because, you know, from past experience and you know, his clients, and we all joke around with Ed. But he's sincere. And so last week we met with the John Rosenthal from Perry, John McCarthy, and Ed O'Reilly are in my office, and I had to take a picture of Ed, and we joked around. I said, your first mugshot, Ed? He goes, John and them started laughing. And he'll have a badge that says, you know, the City of Gloucester liaison for the mayor. He's also going to be working with Joan Whitney and Gloucester Collaborative to go to those meetings and work with the Perry, because we have 127 communities who are also doing angel programs. As we understand, we're We're the first who started it. It's been a year and a half almost, a year in June, but it's been longer that we've been working on it, and we're already past that. Now we're past of what do we do with people who need to come home. If you don't find, in my opinion, if you don't find sustainability for people who come home, it'll be a recycled thing. So what are we doing? So Action with Joan Whitney with the Board of Health are working on a center. Healthy Collaborative is working on, Gloucester Collaborative is working on a center so they can come home, actually have some networking, find them jobs, homes. Because if you go away and you come back and there's nothing there for you, well, where are you going to go? How do you stay clean? A lot of people say it's easy. Well, you know what? You can do. No, it's not. It's not. Unless you have family, you have support. Well, what about those who were homeless to begin with and had no support? We need to get them there.
You know, with your background in healthcare, have you heard any stories about that? Because I saw one a long time ago about one woman who was very appreciative and she was able to get a job and so on. And I know that Action and all kinds of support in the city. But have you heard stories about how people have benefited and come back and you know, maybe restarted their lives?
Well, a lot of them actually left the community, and a lot of people, and I'm going to be truthful, a lot of people weren't from this community. Absolutely. Our doors are not closed. You cannot start a program. If someone walks in and asks for help and you close the door, we're liable. And some of the communities who are not doing this program, that's who are coming into our community. They don't return to this community. And a lot of them actually are still in different programs, which is great. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm telling people. If you're saying, oh, you know, like all the people who are homeless, it's all because of the aid. No, it's not. They haven't even come back yet. Out of the 500 plus people who are served, they're not in this community. They're not here yet. Some of them are working. Some of them are training. And some are going to longer programs, halfway homes. But the ones who do, the ones I talk to, the mayors who aren't doing them, they says, well, because we're afraid, and when they come back, what do we do? How do I do it? Well, then we need to set up a program. And PARI's doing that. Do you know PARI now is hiring a social worker? They're right in the last stage of hiring a social worker with funding from Leahy Health to actually be working with the city and working that to, when they do come, how do we get them into a job? How do we get them into, you know, be able to sustain themselves? How are we doing this? So that's a really good program that, okay, we have the Angel program. And it's called the Angel program. And that will succeed, and that will stay. It's just going to be different, is because the fact is we don't need to train any more angels because of what the good program set up and Lenny did with the police department. And don't forget, you're as good as your team. Lenny bringing this forward, Chief Campanello bringing this forward, was a major thing because it was something that the police. But I have a good police department. I have good police officers who really care, who go to that extra. Mm-hmm. If you don't care, a program's not going to work. No chief, no mayor is good unless you have the teamwork. And the only reason things work is because you got a good team, you got good support in the community. We are so lucky in Gloucester. We're so far ahead. When I went to Washington with Dan Margaret, do you know, but people that were there who also got awards, there was 10 of them, they were looking for Narcans. Mm-hmm. They were looking for programs that we already started a long time ago, not from your Gloucester Police Department, from your Gloucester Fire Department. Do you know that, because I am kind of privy to this information because I've been there 18 years with them, working with the police department, working with the fire department, Healthy Collaborative, all of that, the hospitals, you know, behavioral health, everything. They meet once a month, and they still do. But we go way back with Sunny, and we go way back with, you're going to laugh, Project Nuver. And Phil Salzman, remember the round tables? Of course. So we've gone so far. What happened is, the reason why everyone wants the attention, because finally a governor said it's an epidemic. So people aren't afraid to come forward. You know that when you wanted people to come, we had the round tables and we tried and tried and tried for people to come forward to talk. Kathy Robots was great to talk, to bring it, to, you know, to bring this forward. People didn't want that stigma. Oh, if I go to this group, they're going to know my child does drugs, or they're going to think something. They don't come out. Now, it's great. Right. Everyone's out, because it's not just your child. It can be a cousin. It can be a friend. People want to be educated. You have teachers asking us, how can we be trained to see what goes on as far as depression? And you see everything that's happening. I'm so proud of Gloucester because we work so closely with everyone and everything, including, you know, Blodgett's office has been here for a long time. We're kind of spoiled. We have a court in Gloucester. We started the old, you know, remember the Chenard 13s, the Chins. We worked. We used to have the Gloucester Interagency Task Force where all the teachers, nurses, and they still, now I believe it's called, oh, they're going to kill me. They meet once a month at Open Door, and they have this networking. We used to do that years ago, and now other people are doing it. So we're very fortunate in Gloucester to have all these different programs. It's because the community does really care. I'm not going to disappoint the community of starting a program and ending it. The Angel program is there. It has been. We actually had someone come in a couple of weeks ago through this whole thing. And yes, they've been placed. We met Thursday, like I said, with John Rosenthal and Perry. That is going so far. That Perry's great. And I told him now they need to go after the pharmaceutical place who does the Vivitrol shots. Because how can you give a dosage for 28 days? We have 30 days to 31 days sometimes. And yet you only give it enough of the dosage for that shot for 28. So what happens those other 3 days or 2 days? That's what we have to stick together is continue the pharmaceuticals. This is ridiculous. So of course we're going to work on that, but I also have a city to run and there's so many different other programs we're doing. And, you know, like I said, with employee workplace and health and safety, you know, local foods, local places, which we got a grant from the United States, you know, to work on, you know, with the farmers, with the harvesters of sea, with the harvesters of land, and we're doing that with Gloucester Fresh, doing innovation. And so I want people also to know what's going on. Right now I have an Endicott College student out there, Simone Sanfilippo, background and family in the fishing industry, is working on my port recovery. All of the port recovery surveys and questions and reports that we've done, she's compiling them, and then we're going to go to the waterfront property owners with other students and ask them some of the same questions and how do they feel to have it been completed. And then we're going to ask people in communities from different questions. We'll ask the property owners. Then we will have them come back and do like a synopsis of what they've done. And then we'll have a round table with all of those people. So that'd be part of the master plan. We are going to work on a new Gloucester master plan. I want to thank Janice Stiluto, who did a remarkable job back then. It was great. We need to continue to do that. It's been a while. Some of them may not have to be duplicated, but we're going to hire a consultant. And that's going to go out in January in RFP to have a consultant come in to help us and get the right consultant. But some of the programs like this with Endicott College and doing the port recovery and doing that, some of the stuff, I'm looking at some of the Dan Smith, who's great. He actually has his whole desk full of paperwork from all of the consultants that said what we need to do. We also need to reorg the community development. We have economic development, Sal DiStefano, who's one person now who has the Fisheries Commission under him. We're going to have to look at hiring a coordinator of the waterfront, you know, economic development for the waterfront. We're going to be looking at that. Tourism has been great this year. We work very closely with the chambers and the other groups. But we did notice that we have so many groups. We really need to consolidate some of these boards and commissions again. And you know what? The DMO that we have, that's great. They're bringing tourists here, but what do we do when they're here? So I'm actually working on a seasonal tourist coordinator. So we need to do that. We're going to be working with some of the people who did their own little traffic study during the summer of parking and what not to do. We're meeting with them. I've met with some of the people in the beaches, how we can promote that. What are we going to do? I think we actually did better than the previous years as far as the traffic controlling, you know, the parking and the issues. We're working on that. I know people are nervous about the roundabout down and by Tally's. Nothing in my mind was happening because of the hotel or Tally's being bought. We need to look at that area. That area was when I was on the city council with Jackie Hardy, and when the hotel was going to come through, we noticed that that's going to be congestive. That's going to be a lot of traffic. We need to do something. So something was approved way before my time. I'm going to ask for input. I'm going to ask for that. But stop, people. This is the same issue that's happening with 10 Pound Island. You hear rumors, and next thing you know, I'm having a house on 10 Pound Island. Slow down. Breathe. I'm bringing things out because I want to hear opinions. Don't fight with the people. about their opinions. Everyone has that right. I understand that. We need to go for a grant first. Let's get the money first. Then we know we all are in agreements that we need the pedestrian crossings and we need to improve that. And then we'll look about how we're going to help that for the traffic flow. Mm-hmm. Because it is a cluster. Right now it's great. There's no tourists. There's no nothing. But stop, please, people. Oh, that's because of the tallies and that's because of the hotel and that. You know what? I don't care who it's for. But I don't remember never going down there during the summer and not having a problem.
Okay,
whether it was fishing industry, whether it was tons of fishermen, whether it was the bird's eye, but there was always a cluster down there. So don't blame something because we want to change. I said we'll move forward together, and I'm going to listen to their opinions. That's why I stopped the project. Do you realize that project was already approved? And I says, wait a minute here. I don't like that, and I don't like that, but that's not me to decide. I'm not going to be the only one who's going to walk it. So please, trust me, there is no house on 10 Pound Island. There's not going to be there's not going to be something you're not going to like. So when I said we're going to do it, it's going to take time, but I have a city to run too. So when you say, oh, we didn't hear it. And the same thing for people that's coming up. I wish I can go to tonight's East Gloucester meeting. That was just for the school committee to decide. You have a right. I believe in open space. And people want to know, well, then what are you doing with I-4C-2? And what are you going to do with 112 Commercial Street? What are you doing this? Why rush it? Why rush something when it's beautiful open space? It's right there. We don't know what the waterfront wants. We don't know what the harbor, you know, the master plan is. We don't know what's going on. Relax. Relax. Enjoy what we have. First, people say we need to do economic development. We are. Who says we're not? Who says we're not doing? Because you don't see buildings? But what about the small businesses, innovation? How do you know we're not doing economic development? Of course it's happening. It's right there. It's going. When a business closes, we're finding something right there to replace it. Let's fix what we have. Let's endorse the things we do have and enjoy. And you cannot have culture and heritage if you just want to do all of this in one time. It does take time. But remember, too, you can't put always blocks in front of everything because sometimes you're going to block the right thing that could have changed and could have kept Gloucester the way it was, but you keep putting these blocks. Negativity gets read out everywhere. Rumors get heard everywhere. Let's breathe. Let's remember who we are and work the way we're supposed to work together.
I can come back in a couple of weeks and we'll continue this?
Absolutely, and I'll still be here with innovation.
Yes, ma'am. That is Gloucester Mayor Safathia Romeo Taken with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.